Kad tam skat na vago maga nakdalas was skat ne ciga sun ewa.
Dance gakio fun what is ciga so yan oni chikskoponik o te tatawa. We want to welcome everybody back after those messages. Thanks for sticking around in your part. We're actually on the second segment of our show, which means that we're going to do a little bit of language. Do you remember how to say, I'm going to cover it up.
Okay.
How to say May, the month of May, since we're in May now.
Kisipisim.
Nope.
Sagasteopisim.
No.
Sagateo.
No, it's sagipagopisim.
Oh, sagipagopisim.
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 And that means like leaf budding moon. If you guys haven't noticed, the trees started budding. That reminds me of when our Nikosis was born.
Yep.
Alex, remember when I went into labor, it was like a long labor, but I'm not going to get into the details. He was born. When we came out, all of a sudden, all the leaves were budded. And actually, it's his birthday next Friday, like I mentioned.
He's going to be 13. That's his royal birthday, I guess you would say, right?
So happy Sagipagaw Bisim. We're in May now, which means, it's springtime now.
Yeah, kigatsa ni pin we put. So soon it's going to be, ni pin.
I think that's your favorite song.
I love Carl.
Hey?
Quinn from Saddle Lake.
But it's safe to say, gamius kami, gamius kamin, you know, we're experiencing spring now. Feels like that, because I swear, you know, it was like, just before we left on the trip, it was snowing outside, and we came back, just today, I heard real big thunder and rain, and it was really beautiful, actually.
Yep, to hear our, our grandfather's cleaning kagiaski, and we really need that, we really need that rain, that kimuan. So we really need that with all the forest fires that are going on, right? So hi to Gagiaski, our Kigawi Noaski, for blessing our earth with that kimuan. So
I think now it's important to get into our dialogues. Dialogues is just kind of speaking dialogues. We kind of play scenarios here. Do you want to be A or B?
I'll be A.
Okay, Dallas is going to be A. What we're going to do is you're going to say it in Cree, and then I'll translate it.
Okay.
For you. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Dance.
Hello, how are you?
You are really good.
And then I would say, Namoy nantok yamaga, and that means fine. How about you?
Can I say that?
Okay.
Fine. How about you?
Okay, now it's your turn.
Okay. Peiwan, Dallas nitsigason. Kiyamaga, tanse kitsigason.
And that is the same. My name is Dallas. How about you? What's your name?
Thank you.
And then I would say, Fon Nitsigasun. That means my name is Fon.
Yep. And then you would say,
this is your part.
Okay. Aiksagegan Utsinia. I'm from Frog Lake. Kiamaga Tanti Utsigia.
Oni Chikskoponik Utsinia. I'm from Saddle Lake. Maga Megwats, St. Paul. Niwigan. Kiamaga Tante Megwatskiwigan. And I told him where I'm from, but I live in St. Paul, and I asked him where do you live?
Megwats Niwigan Manawansis.
With Michi.
Kiapago. Oh my god, let's do that again. Let's see if we can do
it. Okay, this time don't do the English then.
Don't do the English, yeah, because it's kinda.
Are you gonna stick with the A?
Yeah,
the
we'll,
A part.
I'll stick
He's
with
gonna
the
be
A part.
Person one. Okay. I'll be person two.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay, dance.
Namoy nantok yamaga.
Peguan, Dallas wasket nitsigason kiamaga tanse kitsigason.
Fun with nitsigason.
Aiksegegan otsinia kiamaga tanti otsigia.
Oni tikskoponik otsinia magame guats manawanse. Newigan kiamaga tante meguats kiwigan.
Meguats newigan manawanses.
See, that's how, and these are simple dialogues. And this was one of the first dialogues that we learned. And that's just going back and forth. Hello, how are you? Fine. How about you? The same. My name is, and you say your name, and it's just a back and forth conversation. And although to somebody whose fluency level may not be as strong as somebody who was maybe exposed to the language all their life, these are good practices. And if there was one thing that all of our teachers and our elders that really encouraged us is practice every day. Use it anytime you can. Just kind of going over the words, though, that you heard in that dialogue. We'll mention them, let you know what the English part is. Dance is?
Is hello. How are you?
Nanto.
Nanto. About. Yep.
Kia.
You.
Kia maga.
How about you?
Netsiga, son.
My name is Slim Shady.
Ute.
I can't see what your hand is in the way.
From. Okay, I'll do it then. Dante.
Where?
Niwiigan. I live. That's talking about yourself. Remember, the N-I is an indicator that it's something you're talking about yourself. Like, even when people say kukum all the time. Kukum is when you're talking about somebody else's kukum, your kukum. But when you're talking about your own grandma, it's nukum. They always hear that, hey?
Absolutely.
Egwa Mina.
Also too.
It's, you know what? I'll just do this. Mina is also or too. Egwa Nista means me too. Namoya, no. Namoy nanto, fine. Maga, but. Beguan, the same. Getsiga sun, your name. Nia is I or me. Egwa Megwats. Megwats means now. Ekta, there. Giwigin, you live. Danse is how. So when you're saying danse to somebody, it's kind of like just saying how are you? Danse.
Danise.
Danse.
Yeah.
It's spelt danise, yeah. But nobody says danise.
Let's see if I can do it. Danse nananto kia kia maga netsiga sunote dante newigen mi nanista namoya namoya nanto magua pea kwan getsiga sunia megua tsekuta ki wigen danse.
Now you'll hear us sing that at the next power.
Oh, that's just the lead.
Cha. Cha, but that boinks. Was good. See, he's really good at that. But that was the dialogue that we wanted to share with you guys today. Is there any other extra? You always used to do secret words. How come you don't do secret words no more?
I say I did a secret word at the start. I couldn't remember what it was.
Well, it looks like you have to find another one.
Oh, no. It was ever since the round dance.
No, a secret Cree word.
Oh, a secret Cree word. Okay, you know what? I'll come up with one on our third segment, and we'll put it on there for Kia. Wow. But again, everybody, Nawiga Magana was mentioning that it's good to kind of go over words and practice with that. And, you know, we're so fortunate that we have that opportunity to practice with each other when it comes to the language, you know, and doing what we're doing right now with you, Kia Wow.
Boy, you're starting to sound like a counselor again. I know. All of a sudden, he's just real.
But no, you know.
No, you're right, though. Yep. I think Dallas was really fortunate because he grew up in a household with fluent speakers, yep. And everybody spoke that, and he understood that language until you started going to school, right?
Yes.
And me, the only Cree speaker I had in my household was my dad. My mom is from BC, but, you know, I grew up in Saddle Lake, and my only exposure to the language was when we were at home or when people would come visit or we'd go out to our gatherings and hear people speak.
But knowing that your late Kugumpa Nelsi was a wonderful speaker.
A little story about my Nukumpa Nelsi. Her maiden name was Boucher, and she came from Kikino. And Kikino is a Métis settlement. And when she married my Muslim, she didn't know any Cree, but she picked up really fast. And actually, it wasn't until we went to Sipitaganep to Blue Quills when an elder named Eva Cardinal told me that my late Nukumpan was a really, really awesome speaker and that she picked that up because she married into a community that spoke Cree. And my Kukum was a really good Cree speaker. And yeah. I thought that was a really beautiful story. And it really, you know, motivated me because I heard that in school.
And, you know, speaking of your Kimusumpan, late Alec Wood, the last Matutsan I went to, I had spoke about your late Nimusumpan. Oh, Kimusumpan Alec Wood. Yeah. And someone said, oh, it's Dway Mao. Hey, we used to call him the professor because the way he talked, he was a really professional speaker, they said. So I kind of understand where you're Kutawi speaks like that because
my dad's a really good speaker. Yeah. And I think that's something I'm kind of picking up on. Another funny story, when back when my parents were on the Saddle Lake Powwow Committee, We hosted a special in honor of our son, Alex, and we named him after my Namosumpan. And we call it the Singing Chicken Special, where the first round we had chicken dancers, and whoever made the next round, the chicken dancers had to sing. And why we called it that was because that was another story I was told while I was in Blue Quills, was they called my Namosumpan that because he was a chicken dancer and he could sing, so they called him the Singing Chicken. That was a little nickname that they had. We ended up having a special like that. Yep. That was so cool.
We had some really...
I gotta say, there's some really good chicken dancers that can sing out there.
We had some champion dancers, performing that and be a part of that. So we were really fortunate and thankful that they came out to support our Singing Chicken Dance Special, right?
Yeah,
so
the Singing Chicken Dance Special.
The Singing... What?
It's the Singing Chicken Dance...
Singing Chicken Dance Special. Nigga mo papa one, yeah. You meet the win, yeah.
It was really good though. I enjoyed that. Speaking of the Oni Chikskoponik Batsimuin, don't forget June 23rd, 24th, 25th. We are going to be releasing our poster. Actually, might be today, so you guys keep an eye out for that. Satellite Powwow, June 23rd to 25th. We have some amazing head staff. Our arena director is Justice Cree with Rickson Cardinal as his under wing guy. I don't know what they call it.
Chicken wing guy.
But we have CNT tabulating. We also have Hoka Sound coming out. We're really excited, and some pretty awesome MCs.
Yep, and... also, speaking about Batsimuin, and Frog Lake 2 just released their date as well. It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August.
Ooh.
And so we're excited about that too. So, and this is the first time we're going to have a $50,000 powwow. So for the singing contest. So
wow.
We're really.
You hear that, Onagamuwak? Yeah. You guys come on out to Frog Lake. It's going to be a $50,000. Yeah.
Pre-Confed's going to invite it, and I'm the head drum judge. So.
And he's a counselor there.
That's real wicked.
Just set it up, cheap.
No.
Creek and Feds isn't allowed to set up there because he's from there.
So we picked that up pretty quick though. So no worries, just Sad Lake's gonna have an awesome powwow. Olga Mawa Squeo, she's the powwow president. And
in case I haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, I don't think she mentioned it today.
It's a lot of work, you guys. Anybody who runs a powwow in your guys' community, my hats go off to everybody, because we've been on this for the past few months, and it's a lot of work, and I don't think I'd be able to get it done if it wasn't for, the past committee helping me out and guiding us, and the awesome team I have now. We're all from Sad Lake, and we look forward to hosting a good celebration for everybody.
No, we're just so excited.
Want me to honor you at my powwow?
Can you honor me? Oh man, I'm going to have to dance in it, honest.
Oh, you are,
A delegation of... they'll call up chief and council from different reserves, and
visiting
they'll have
chief
to
and council
speak as well, right? So,
yeah. Well, you've spoken in Sad Lake before.
I love fun.
I'll have to come walking up with you. You know how the chief and council walk up, and then I'll have to run back when they announce me as the power president.
Oh, we thought that we back and tamagi, you know.
Somebody put a blanket on
Holy
him.
And then once you put a Pendleton blanket, I just chill, man. Chill. I chill with a Pendleton blanket. But, it is an exciting time as well. And it's, exciting. I mean, it depends how we see change, right? So this is a big change for our lives. For Kiowa, our kids, so... And then we're just blessed, and we're very thankful for the opportunity that comes in front of us.
I remember when we were in the middle of the pandemic, me and Dallas were both students. And, even when you're a student, you make
Chamak's check.
And then, we were doing these free live shows for everybody, the virtual round dance. And I just, from all of that, though, I think seeds were planted and blessings came about those seeds. And I feel really... happy that we got all that experience, and I'm really excited for everything to come. So you guys tune in right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.